This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
My family would travel down to western Kentucky, where my parents were born. And there's a backwards old town that's often remembered so many times that my memories are worn. And Daddy, won't you take me back to Muhlenberg County, down by the Green River, where paradise lay.
Is that a text request, Ken?
Yeah, little John Prine.
Passing away, sadly, at the age of 73. Is that what you said earlier?
Yeah, 73.
73 years old. By the way, today's breaking Tiger King news means I am done with Joe Exotic.
Wow.
Throw away the key.
This is bold. This is huge.
We will discuss this at 7:20, so just about 15 minutes away from now.
Don't spoil it.
what his niece says he collected on video means I am done with the Tiger King. Speaking of spoiling, do you think the people who believe I actually spoiled Ozark Season 3 yesterday will be happy or will be angry when they get to the end of Season 3 of Ozark?
Very happy.
Are we going to discuss it this morning or not, Danielle?
Would like to.
I got a text at the start of the show this morning which said, please don't talk about it. I couldn't finish last night. I don't know. I'm normally on
Why not? What were you doing last night? There's literally nothing going on.
You've had two nights now.
Hey, maybe they were interacting with their family or something.
Get out of
What's
here
that?
With that nonsense.
But I don't know. On the old show, we had a rule that when a show aired on Sunday, we wouldn't talk about it until the following Wednesday so people had time to watch it. But now maybe there's so much to watch. There's nothing else to do. Maybe we should wait another week or so. I don't know. I'm on the fence about it.
I personally am 5 episodes in. I have tried several times to finish it, but the kids who should go to bed at 7:30 now go to bed around 10.
Yeah,
which
yeah.
is great
right.
For everybody.
Right.
So
you just can't get to it.
No, I try. We try. Yeah. I have fallen asleep 3 different times trying to watch it. That said, ooh boy, is this season dark. Ooh, it is a lift.
It's darker than any other season?
I saw the sun once so far in 5 episodes.
You mean literally dark.
Oh, but the way they shoot it is purposely dark, of course. Yeah, the tint they put to it, but also just, I mean, everyone is terrible. Everybody is terrible.
Mm-hmm. This is Michael from Lynn. What's up, Michael?
What's going on?
What's happening?
Hi, Michael.
Good morning, everybody. You had Tom Brady on your show every week, right?
Yes.
So why are you sitting there now, first thing in the morning, complaining that he didn't do an exit interview? What does he owe you?
Closure.
Why are you saying, if anybody is saying it, why would you be the one saying it when you interviewed him every week?
It's closure. We had this region had a 20-year-long relationship with somebody. And we just want to know what happened.
All I hear is negative talk from you and everybody else there. You guys have aligned. You've aligned yourself. You've aligned yourself with Belichick. You're going to carry his water. So at least let everybody know what it is. You've been slinging mud and you've been talking a lot of negative and saying a lot of bad about Brady. But when he was on your show, actually communicating with you, you had nothing to say. negative. Yeah. But now you have plenty. You have plenty to say. Right. And that's very ungrateful of you, and that's fine because those six Super Bowl rings, none of that is possible without him. Patriot Place is not possible without him. So show some gratitude and don't act ungrateful like he owes you something. He owes you nothing.
Okay.
He owes you nothing.
All right.
That's what it is. And you want to carry his water? At least let us know if it's cold or lukewarm.
I hope it's during these times. I hope it's lukewarm.
A+ from Michael. Wow. Yeah.
Great call.
Excellent.
One must always be rinsing with lukewarm water.
What's up, G-Man? How you doing?
I mean, the briefing that you must have gotten is unbelievable, Greg.
No briefing.
Oh.
I don't care. As I said earlier, I don't care if it were us. Any New England media member should have been able to conduct a farewell, thank you, Tom, interview so that we could all hear from him personally.
Hillman,
good luck.
Good to see you, buddy.
Good to see you too, buddy.
I had everyone back in Boston for me.
You got it.
Greg Hill's been replaced by Bob Sosi here.
Say hello to everybody back in Boston, but don't say goodbye to anybody in Boston because I've moved on.
Yeah, he really owes this region something. I mean, I only wish he brought some joy over the last 20 years.
I agree with the texter earlier. The entire region basically got a text message from their boyfriend a month ago that said, this isn't working. Thanks for the memories. It broke up over text, and we don't get a chance to get together for like a last dinner and find out what happened.
Belichick kicked him out of the house.
Kraft won. He has spun everybody in town against Brady.
All right. I want to just real quick revisit what Nick said, because Nick, did you say that the single thing or action or activity that you have missed the most during quarantine was going out to dinner?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Going out to dinner, going to a brewery, enjoying a bite and a beverage out just so we could let the kids run free and enjoy a moment.
Everything you've been unable to do, that is the single thing that you miss the most.
Hands down, my man.
Danielle, what is the single thing that you have missed the most?
I'd say probably my beauty treatments between my hair color, my hair color with Jesse, my nails with Tommy, my facial injections with Diane.
Yeah.
Have to shout everybody out properly. I mean, it's because it gives you a sense of normalcy, right? Like you feel like a normal person. And then now it's, you know, people's eyelashes are falling off. The grays are showing. Their real nails are.
I would have thought it was your lip treatments. I mean,
that's part of it. But I mean, that's not something I did very, very often.
A texter said earlier that Lipgate is going to kill the porn industry. Like the fact that nobody can get their lip treatments done is going to be a real problem for the porn industry. This 617 texter says swimming at the pool every day. Ooh, workout hardo.
DNA broth. Jesus.
When do you think you'll ever be allowed to swim at your pool again?
Rand Paul says it's fine.
781 texter haircut. Yeah, I think a lot of people miss being able to get a haircut.
What about just going to the grocery store and not feeling like you need to suit up like you're going into some nuclear facility?
Did you just say nuclear?
That is what I miss. I love going to the grocery store.
This thing called nuclear weapons.
It's texter says Saturday Bruins game. Oh yeah. Ken, what do you, Ken?
Is it too over-encompassing to say daycare? Give me the choice to do anything for like an hour?
Yeah.
Nope.
That's the issue, is the parenting.
I used to have it like 1 to 2 hours, you know, in the afternoon just to do whatever I wanted. And that is gone.
Yep.
Here's a 781 text. Playing golf.
Mm.
Well, don't go to Rhode Island.
Right.
I saw a couple guys sneak onto a course locally around here. Not that I'm narking, but...
Oh, you did?
Cool, like maybe you are.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, totally.
Well, there are some golf clubs that are apparently allowing their members to enjoy a beer or two with other members afterwards.
What?
I have been informed.
A mole?
They're going by the private club rule.
Oh, right. Yes.
Porterhouse.
Yes. Let's see. Here's a text. There are a lot of women texting in, Danielle, saying the exact same thing that you're saying. But then there's a 401 Hardo here who says somebody needs to tell Michelle that not having fake hair and fake eyelashes and fake tans and makeup is called being normal.
You try going online and dating and living a normal life when you don't primp and make yourself look attractive to other people. People will cut you down for that. They're like, why don't you do something about your hair? I'm not talking about the fake stuff. Like, you don't have to have fake stuff. You can have, you can get your nails done. Like, I, like my nails are my nails. I get dip gel. So that's just, it's like polish, but it lasts longer. My hair is my hair. But newsflash, I started going gray at like 31 because of the person I was dating at the time. Now it's, you know, I'm at the point now where I'm kind of like, should I just grow it out? And then I'm like, no, just make me a kid.
So what about going to a concert?
Yeah. I'm that's one of the other things I'm really upset about, because this spring and summer concert season, like everyone that I wanted to see was coming around, save for maybe Toto, because they're not touring anymore. And there were so many good shows lined up, and just they're gone.
I feel like dinner, though. I agree with Nick. Like dinner, like going to just being able to sit, have a dinner with some people, like, you know, hang out and whatever. I think there's a lot of people who, I think there's a lot of people who miss that. This is Jeff in Connecticut. What's up, Jeff?
Hey, what's going on, fellas? I just wanted to comment on this Rhode Island golf thing. I apparently it is legal. So I work for a small brewery right on the border of Connecticut and Rhode Island.
Yes.
And my boss is a member at Musquamacit Country Club, and he had to drive through Weekapaug yesterday, and he said everybody was out golfing.
Well, it's legal for Rhode Island golfers. It's not legal for out-of-state golfers. That's what the governor has determined, I guess, in Rhode Island. Let's see. Second Ken on the daycare. I'm getting sick of my kids. Well, that's a nice thing.
I mean, when they're around all the time and you literally can't even escape them, you know, within your own home. I mean, for years, I lamented not having children. Mm-hmm. I'm telling you, I'm living my best life now. I'm like, oh, you guys, you poor things.
Yeah.
Between the homeschooling and trying to figure out Common Core, good luck.
My parents had me at daycare till I was 17.
You won, Danielle. It is living hell.
Yeah, I can imagine. My heart goes out to you, parents.
The casino. 508 texter.
Oh, my dad can text.
When do you think the casinos are going to be able to open back up again?
I don't know.
Well, liquor stores are open. They should be open, right? This is an addiction.
Oh, yeah.
Well, yeah, but you're not going to die from gambling detox.
They're not going to die from,
great analogy, Einstein.
They're not going to get the DTs if they can't play blackjack.
Right. Why is one addiction less important than another?
Well, you don't die.
Yeah, what's the fun of a craps table if you're 6 feet apart?
That is true. Mutt has the shakes.
Mutt's got both.
All right. So this person says going to the gym. What's a gym?
Yeah.
What is that?
Oh, by the way, did you keep up with the food journal?
I did not do it yesterday.
Oh, God.
Well, I mean, it seems like you put such limited things in your face lately. Can't you do it from memory?
Made myself a delicious pesto chicken last night with some pasta.
We got to get you some meat recipes. you're leaning a little too heavily on chicken,
I fear. So?
Yeah.
Maybe I'll send you.
I'll get my friends Lisa and Warren at the Modern Butcher Shop in Newburyport to send you a care package.
There's a plug. Yeah. Delivery coming at 11.
Yeah. Wait, hold on. Danielle, I cooked ribs last night, and I'll say for the record, I think the best piece of meat, hands down, across the board, chicken thigh.
Well, yeah, because it doesn't dry out.
The thigh. No, it's the thigh's the best cut.
Had that for dinner last night.
Nasty. I can't eat chicken thighs.
Chicken thighs are the...
No dog meat.
Chef Michael Simon, my favorite chef, says the best cut of meat is the chicken thigh.
Hey, Ma! Can we get some meatloaf?
Chicken thigh.
I'd love to see Greg make some pesto. Get a little pine nuts, garlic.
Parm.
Yeah. Do you use walnuts or do you use the original pignoli?
I bought the prepared, pre-made pesto in a jar. Okay. That's the way you do it.
Cheat code.
Pesto in a jar.
Cheat code.
But he's a hummus hardo. Like, just some of these things just don't translate. They don't make sense.
Wait, you make your own hummus, but you can't make the pesto?
Exactly.
With regard to no farewell interview with Tom Brady,
yes.
781 texter is suggesting that I just found out I was a work friend and not a real friend.
Come on, man. We go way back.
You're damn right we do, Tom. We go way back.
Friend zone Greg.
Yes.
With TB.
All right. Coming up, we will get to the breaking Tiger King news, which has me off of the Free Joe exotic train. But right now, we're going to find out what is trending.
Drive home with OMF, weekday afternoons 2 to 6. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Well, of course, Tom Brady on Howard Stern later this morning. We'll find out if he gives Hillman a shout-out. It's the big trending news. But
is he going to address the Belichick thing?
Yep.
He's going to have to.
He'll be asked about it.
He's going to be asked about it, but what, he's going to give a classy answer?
He's going to say the greatest coach I've ever played for, the best coach in NFL history, but there will be no emotion attached to it.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right.
Maybe the house in Connecticut will come up.
Yeah, I hope it does. I mean, it ought to. I hope we finally get confirmation. I mean, there's a website, we talked about it yesterday, a blog, The Real Deal, which lists the address of the place that they brought on November 1st.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
$8.5 million home,
mm-hmm,
purchased under an LLC. I mean, all I want to do is settle the bet with Tom E. Curran, Brady Insider.
Can you just text Brady? He'll answer that, right? Just level with me, Brady, straight up. Is there a house in Connecticut?
No. Yeah, that's getting a response.
Let's just call Tom now and scoop Howard.
Good call.
I mean, Giselle just posted on her story. They're up. They're at it.
Are they up early?
Oh, yeah.
Up this morning? Is she going to do the show with him?
She'll stand there and glare at him, you know, and she'll give him the nod when he can answer certain questions. Yes. They've done the game plan already.
Well, trending now at WEI.com is a great column written by a great man, why the Patriots trading up to draft Tua is the dumbest idea ever. Now, Fitzy pointed this out to me from Mel Kiper in his mailbag. As the rumor mills continue to swirl around the draft, many in the league are starting to envision a scenario in which the Patriots wind up with Tua Tagovailoa. Now, the Dolphins pick at 5. So that's the most interesting pick in the draft, really, because they need a quarterback, Fitzy. There's some buzz about them taking Justin Herbert instead of Tua. That mm-hmm. So Tua could slide a little bit. Question is how far.
Does he Brady Quinn slide all the way into the 20s because of injury concerns, because of his size? I mean, you've got smaller quarterbacks in the NFL playing right now, and a year ago, the entire world was wondering which team would tank a whole season to take this kid, and now we're debating if he's a first-round prospect. It's 2020, man.
And then it's a whole different boat. If it's only a pick or two they move up, or if he falls all the way to 23, then the Patriots taking him is less ridiculous. Now, you know, you wasted Stidham, but you're on to Tua, and you take a shot. There's some value there, so we'll see how that goes. NHL Commissioner Gary Bettman spoke to NBC Sports Network yesterday. They confirmed they are looking into playing games this summer, but you know, right now nobody has any information, including Major League Baseball, who threw some cold water on that ESPN Jeff Passan report that they might play as soon as May in Arizona. WEI Red Sox Classics continue tonight. Hillman across the Shaws and Star Market, WEI Red Sox Radio Network, ALCS Game 3, Sox and Astros. And that is what is trending now on WEI, WEI.com.
Weird that going to a movie theater to see a movie was not on the list of what texters have missed most. Do you think that the movie theater, the concept is Dunsky after this whole thing?
It's in Troubleski. That's for damn sure. You know, may open this summer, though. One escape for everyone could be the drive-in theater.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
I saw that. There's supposed to be a resurgence.
Yeah, it's easy to socially distance. They got one in the Cape. There's one in Mendon. I mean, pop open a couple more. Let's have some pop-up drive-ins because you can get out, socially distance, and actually enjoy socialization.
But do you think all movies are going to be delivered to your home now? Mm. Like whoever did with the $20 movies for the new, was that Universal that did that with their new releases?
They have, and a lot of other ones like Disney are following suit, doing $20 and $25 premieres.
Yeah,
for the movies. I think you'll just start seeing that more now because they're going to probably look at the numbers. It's easier; they don't have to distribute them to the theaters, even though they're all downloaded now. There's no such thing as a film anymore. You'll probably see a significant uptick in that, which sucks. Because going to the movie theater used to be one of the great thrills of everyone's, you know, week or month.
Well, how recently, though, was it the great thrill? I mean, it was
Nick.
I saw a movie.
Yes, of course.
I mean, some
do. It was kind of, the industry was somewhat in trouble. People, you're either a person who likes to go out or you're a person who likes to stay home.
Check.
So you're you or Danielle? Okay.
Basically, yes.
Yes.
We are polar opposites.
But do you hear a lot of people saying that they've discovered during this time that they actually prefer to stay home and that after this they're not going to go out and socialize with other people. Like, they're not going to go out. They'd rather sit at home on their deck or something and enjoy a glass of wine with their spouse as opposed to going out to a restaurant.
That'll get old. Those hardos.
The movie thing, though, Greg, is it doesn't make any sense as to why it's not just released at your house. I mean, I watched that Ben Affleck movie with the basketball coach. It was like $20.
That was meh.
And it was totally
meh. That was like
meh.
$10.
Yeah.
It was awful.
Yeah, but 1917, if you saw that in the theater, I can't imagine replicating that in your home theater, however good your home theater is. That was unbelievable on the big screen.
Yeah, to be honest with you, I watched that on your advice, and it was good, but maybe it was, I didn't think it was great.
Yep.
And maybe that's
maybe
because
I overhyped it. I don't know. I just, coming out of the theater, I was like, wow, that was an unbelievable experience.
Yeah, I mean, like, the Avengers movies, even though I know it's entirely made in front of a blue screen, and they do all the entire, you know, the movie is made basically on a computer, I'd want to go see that in a theater just because it feels like an event. The one thing you'll miss, Greg, I don't care how nice your 70-inch TV is at home, is the shared experience of reacting to surprise endings and spoilers and just the spectacle of it. Yeah, when it's at home, if it's just you and your wife and she doesn't give a flying flip about...
Right. Dressing up, you mean, in costume.
Ah, yes. The good old days when a gentleman would wear a wool suit and a top hat to the theater.
No. I mean you, dressing up in your favorite superhero.
Cosplay.
Oh, cosplay?
Jedi costume.
Why did you say that name? Alfred, where's the Batmobile?
This is Joe. What's up, Joe?
Nick, you want to be a hipster. What's this pop-up movie theater that you're thinking of? Please explain these
Joe,
plans.
Joe, you dummy. Joe, listen. I'm glad that the flower of your stupidity decided to open up when you heard me talk this morning. So congratulations. You can go back in the penitentiary now. Drive-in theaters are going to...
I can't hear anybody. You're talking over each other.
I am never coming back
in
that studio
noises!
Again.
Stop talking over each other. Lord.
The man calls to insult me when drive-in theaters are going to open.
That's what the radio show is.
When two people talk at once, you can hear nothing out there.
You can hear nothing. Lord.
I apologize.
I miss Dino.
Amy.
All right. We're going to get to the news with Danielle momentarily. But before that, there is horrible Tiger King news this morning. And I don't think that if you were a fan of Joe Exotic, I don't think you'll ever recover from this, but his niece has decided to do a tell-all interview with Daily Mail, and she says that he is an evil con man who needs to rot in hell. Her name, Danielle, is Chelsea Putman. Is that her name, his niece?
Yes, yes.
And here's a little bit of what Joe's niece said.
Twisting, manipulating con man. I've seen him spray tigers with water hoses. I've seen him hit them before with a little cane. He always told my grandma the reason he didn't catch AIDS from Brian is because he had the rabies shot when they worked at the pet store. I don't think he should see the light of day again. He needs to rot in hell.
Now, that, unfortunately, is not the worst thing that she said.
No, it's not.
She said that Joe Exotic had videos of employees doing inappropriate things with the animals, Danielle.
Yes. Arrestable offenses, except maybe in Florida. Bestiality type things.
Lots of videos. Doing things with the little tiger cubs.
How do you get there?
And nobody ever, I hate to say it, but I think Carol, she was right.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
they're all a mess. Oh, everybody that show's a mess.
Just the one comfort I took in 2020 was knowing that Carol Baskin was a soulless supervillain, and now she's right? Oh, man. I mean, this year doesn't care.
I don't know how you can ever come back from that. I mean, his whole persona is gone. Like, he went from being the hottest thing in the country to just a dirtbag.
Well, forget about the presidential pardon at this point. I mean, I felt like he was, I thought he was maybe going to get one.
Could
as
be
a
on
gift.
The table.
But videos of people who work there doing things with the
tiger sashimi.
Come on.
Horrible. Let's see. Here's a 508 text that says, Greg, Wiggy talks over everybody on the show every damn day, and now you're upset about it. Yeah, all right. Is Wiggy talking over everybody?
Yes. Greg's more afraid of Wiggy than he is of Nick.
What did you say, Danielle? Well, I was talking.
I'm really hopeful that at one point his sentence will be completed.
Corona, you know, viruses. Hydroquin. Hide your wife. Some Hydroquin.
Whatever the case may be.
This texter is actually happy about the movie theaters because they don't have to listen to somebody talk during the whole entire film.
Right.
Well, that is the advantage of being able to watch a new release at home,
mm-hmm.
is that you don't have to hear somebody trying to explain to their older wife what just happened in the scene moments before that she didn't understand, or somebody... what about the people who predict what is going to happen in a loud voice at the movie?
Oh, that's the guy. That guy's going to come back. No, watch. He's the guy that's going to be involved.
Don't go in there. Don't open that door.
Oh, my God. Does she not see him? She doesn't see him back there?
Asking for several friends, Greg, what is the rule on texting in the theater if your house is the theater?
I'm okay with people texting in the theater.
Get out of here with that light. Because it's always the people that have their phone on full brightness and they're sitting in front of you. Like if you're able to dim the brightness on your phone, then fine, do it subtly. But the people that keep the phone on full brightness and they're pulling the phone out every 3 seconds to text, it's like, dude, okay, enough.
Yeah, I mean, that doesn't really bother me.
Because you're a texter in the theater. That's why it didn't bother you. Because you do it.
You might get an important text or something to respond to.
But, Guy, you have 257 unread text messages on your phone right now. And so all of a sudden there's an important one coming through that you need to address. Get out of here.
Yeah, who are those from? Is that a group text or what?
I just find it impossible to respond to every text.
Wait, it's all Spaz looking for a job.
Wait, so you exist
with... It's Tom Brady asking when we're going to do the interview before he leaves
town.
Greg, you're able to exist with unread messages on your phone?
Yes, believe it or not, I am.
Doesn't that just irritate you every time you look at it?
No, the actual text messages that he's avoiding are what irritates him. So that's why
they're all downstairs, Joe.
What's the current count today? Is it still in the 200s, or have you made some headway?
I don't even know how to figure that out.
Your phone and you look at the little number next to the text bubble.
Next to the text bubble,
or you open up your text screen and in the top left it'll say like messages and then a number in parentheses.
They're all from Audrey telling you how to do this.
209, the little blue bubble thing. 209.
Yeah. All right, so you're hovering around the 200 still.
Boomer.
Mm-hmm.
209.
209.
That's nice.
That's insane.
Is that a weight tracker or? I apologize. That was a fat shame.
The good thing, here's a text. The good thing about new releases being available at home is you can pause the film and go to the bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Yeah, that's good critical. Call.
Or get a snack. Priorities.
Here's somebody who said, who didn't watch Tiger King and not think, yes, he was having sex with the tigers? I didn't think that.
No.
I mean, he loved the tigers.
He loved them the wrong way.
I didn't think he loved them that way.
I mean, this ends the Tiger King brand on Netflix. I mean, the whole thing is done.
Do they pull it?
Honestly.
Well, you think they ought to pull it?
Yes.
Remove the documentary, I mean.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
They're coming out with another episode this week.
Well, that was according to Jeff Lowe.
Jeff Lowe said there's going to be a final follow-up episode released this week.
Cancel culture.
Interest in that may drop precipitously.
You think so?
No, I still watch it.
I don't think they'll pull it.
We're already that far into the burning house. We're not going to turn around now. I mean, we're either going to save everybody or go down with the house.
Well, this guy who proclaims to love these animals is filming them with the... I mean, God, that is awful.
Curtis, Neverland Ranch, Party of Joe Exotic. What do you think?
Oh, boy.
All right. We will get to Danielle and the news coming up in just a moment or two. And then after 8, we will present to you as a public service the top 5 most beautiful briefing moments from last night's White House briefing.
It's time for
good news for you this morning.
The news.
In 3, 2, 1.
With your host.
I've just been handed an urgent and horrifying news story.
Danielle Murr.
Cannonball! home because I am good at three things: fighting, screwing, and reading the news.
Brought to you by Northeast Men's Health, specializing in men's sexual health.
Worth it!
On Sports Radio WEEI.
News team, assemble!
Well, the president yesterday attacked the World Health Organization, accusing it of being China-centric. He wants the WHO investigated before any more of our money flows through to Beijing. And here's what Trump said.
WHO, that's the World Health Organization, receives vast amounts of money from the United States. And we pay for a majority, a biggest portion of their money. And they actually criticized and disagreed with my travel ban at the time I did it. And they were wrong. They've been wrong about a lot of things. And they had a lot of information early, and they didn't want to. They seemed to be very China-centric. And we have to look into that. So we're going to look into it.
He's right.
China-centric.
I think he's right about that.
If I find out that they continue to be China-centric, WHO is about to stand for won't help out. Not going to help out here anymore. Not going to get it.
Well, I mean, some of their social media posts don't age well, like the January tweet where they said that preliminary information from China says there's no human-to-human transfer of the novel coronavirus.
Right.
I
didn't know. I don't have time to read. I didn't read the novel coronavirus.
Well, how about Trump's February 24th tweet that coronavirus is very much under control, stock market looking very good to me? Is that one aging well?
And
what happened? February 24th.
You okay with pumping $59 million of our money into the World Health Organization when they're basically taking everything that China says as truth, where, you know, when China's out there, you know, waving a flag saying, "Hey, everything's A-OK over here."
Okay.
Meanwhile, the bodies are piling up.
Asking for a friend. This is the organization that came up with the smallpox vaccine. If they find one, are we now permitted to partake of said vaccine?
Yes, we are.
Since we don't fund them, are we out?
We pumped millions.
Well, not anymore.
Listen. Well, by the way, you didn't comment on my lead, which is that the UN says that this is going to cost the global economy. Coronavirus is going to cost the global economy at least $1 trillion this year. China should pay for that. You didn't comment on that. You afraid to comment on that? Where do you stand on that? Doesn't China owe the world big fat checks everywhere?
I would agree they owe some answers at the very minimum.
Answers?
Oh. I mean, honest to God, the American journalists were kicked out of China because China doesn't want the truth to come out. And yet the journalists that are interrogating Trump treat him like he's the fascist. When their colleagues were extradited from China, kicked out for covering truthfully what was going on in Wuhan.
You neglected to acknowledge yesterday that Hong Kong reporter, her network is owned by the Chinese Communist Party. You forgot to mention that, Ken, yesterday.
What's wrong with that? Well, no one could possibly be briefed there. You'll get a worse slant on Brady from Patriots.com.
Another great question last night from Chanel, by the way.
Oh, my
Chanel
God.
From
Boy.
The back.
The closure.
Chanel from the rear.
I saw that on Pornhub once.
Chanel from the rear?
I'm telling you. I
Big
mean,
fan.
We have China owns $1.07 trillion dollars of our debt. That should be forgiven, right? Every country in which people have unnecessarily died or the economies have unnecessarily been destroyed ought to be reimbursed by the Communist Party of China immediately. Hello, Nick.
Yes.
Yeah.
What's up, Nick?
How you doing? Hey, yeah, by the way, they refuse both the UN and WHO to let Taiwan into those organizations at the behest of China, by the way.
Correct.
And I'm sure right.
They basically do China's bidding.
Exactly. One quick thing. I want your guys' opinion on this.
Yeah.
For a number of weeks, the recovery rate for China has been 96%. Mm-hmm. The recovery rate with four times the number of cases here in the United States for some time now, it just creeps Why is it only 5.4%? I don't understand it. No one asks that question when Fauci gets on or the other lady gets on. What's your opinion on that? I don't believe in all the numbers, but I do have questions on the disparity of the numbers. And that's it.
All right. Thank you. This is not a nice text. It says, go F yourself, Greg. You have a president who lies daily. I don't know what that, what is it, what does that have to do with whether or not China is going to pay for what they did to the world? I mean, do people think China didn't lie about this? Well,
China lied, kids died.
But who truly believes anything that you get from China? Because they have a 100% state-owned media. They locked it down, like they said, kicked out the American journalists. They basically, like, caught like their own people and threw them in trucks and disappeared them. The doctor who wanted to talk out, he was Dunsky. This is the way that they do business. Now, I like the fact that they went full lockdown quicker, but you can't ever trust anything you get out of a place that censures people and also locks down Google. You can't do a Google search in China, Greg.
But, Nick, people are reporting as if it's fact that their cases have been declining and all these things are occurring. That's just from the Chinese party. That's not actual news, but people reported it.
And Tom Brady left because he saw Stid the Kid last year and said, no way I'm beating him out.
Could we just issue some kind of international directive which says that there's no more eating the wild exotic animals at the wet markets? I mean,
people will listen to that.
I think it was Bloomberg the other day where they had an editorial about how it's not right when it comes to people's traditions that we are suggesting that the wet markets ought to be closed. Mm-hmm. That's the way people get their food.
Well, I have to watch a video of a guy biting a head off a dead rat.
Bloomberg headline, China is reopening its wet markets. That's good. From David Fickling.
Yeah,
How is that good?
That's good.
People I don't want to step into dangerous waters here.
People are eating, you know, bat bisque. They're back to eating bat bisque. That's
I thought
good.
It came out of the lab over there. Which is it?
Robin, would you prepare the bat bisque?
The conclusion of this column, there's plenty to complain about in the way that China downplayed and hushed up the initial outbreak until it was all but inevitable it would become a worldwide pandemic. Closing all the wet markets, though, is not the solution.
No, not the solution. No, hello. Not. It's a good start, though. Hello, Tom.
Hey, Greg. Good morning.
What's up, Tom?
Morning, guys.
Hi.
Hey, I can't agree with you anymore. I told this to my wife before this even started, that our deficit that we owe China should not be paid back at all.
This is just
ridiculous. I can't remember anything in my life. I'm 60 years old, and I can't remember. You know, my dad went to Korea and fought in the Korean War, and he told me all kinds of stories about what he went through, and you know this is just unbelievable.
Yeah.
I've been in my house for almost 4 weeks, and I'm going out of my mind.
This is the third epidemic. This one's a pandemic, but the third one that has originated in China.
Yeah, and they just, you know, casually just go along with their life like it was nothing. Yeah. And here we are, all suffering here, and. Yeah. Someone's got to pay for it. And I believe Trump, as much of an idiot as he is when he talks, he is right. He said it from the beginning when he first got into office. And there's nothing more than the truth than what he speaks in regards to China.
All right. Danielle, what else is going on this morning?
There's a police sergeant in Baltimore who's under investigation for allegedly coughing on and in the vicinity of residents at a housing complex.
Oh, you can't do that.
No, you can't.
Was he doing it on purpose or?
It's hard to tell. Okay. Basically, so there's a bunch of residents kind of standing outside their units, and a woman starts to videotape him, and the post made it to Instagram, and he's kind of walking along, and he starts to cough. It's like one of those like coughs that catches you by surprise, but he doesn't cover his mouth. He doesn't cough into his elbow. We have a snippet from the video, but the whole thing is just such comedic gold. She threatens to call the CDC on his ass at one point. It's so funny, but here's a very small clip from the video.
Hey, off the friendly with the cherry cheeks. So you can cough your white ass back where you live at.
Get out of here with that. That cough.
That's drop gold.
Yeah. So the police department in Baltimore said that they have seen the video and they do believe that it warrants being forwarded to the Public Integrity Bureau for an internal investigation.
It's a real issue now that it's allergy season because I find myself coughing and every head turns immediately.
You'll get shot.
If there's anybody, if there happens to be anybody in the vicinity, they immediately think you're a super spreader.
Mm-hmm.
It's a real problem.
There are two people that were arrested following a coronavirus-themed prank at a Kansas-area Walmart.
A prank? Okay.
Newton, Kansas. Another one of these I'm going to cough on people and threaten them situations. A 29-year-old Hazel Hamrick and 47-year-old Ernest Williams were arrested on charges that could include making criminal threats and disorderly conduct. Both of them had been walking around the Newton, Kansas Walmart coughing on shoppers while the woman told them that the guy had been diagnosed with COVID-19. A video made it on social media, which is how police found out about the incident. And they say that it constitutes at minimum a felony criminal threat. So those two are under investigation. Not a joke, kids. Not a joke.
They should be.
And if your husband is the mayor of a small town in Illinois and he issues a stay-at-home directive, maybe don't go to a local tavern that's operating illegally at this time. Alton, Illinois Mayor Brant Walker issued a warning that police would arrest people caught out during the lockdown. His wife then went to a place called Hiram's Tavern early Sunday
for a
party.
Sounds like a good spot.
Probably a great spot, right?
Probably a good spot. Good wings.
Yes, yes.
Jinx. Yes.
Buy me a Coke.
Yes.
So police broke up the party at Hiram's Tavern early on Sunday, and shock and surprise, the mayor's wife was there. He issued a statement on Facebook and said that she would be subject to the same punishment as anyone else. He said, my wife is an adult and she exhibited a stunning lack of judgment. We have a little bit of audio from his initial warning that he posted on Facebook about staying home.
These are very serious times and I am begging you, please stay at home. Doing so is vital to our health. I have directed the police department to use their discretion in issuing citations or making arrests for those refusing to follow the state-issued stay-at-home mandate.
So did the wife get arrested?
She's facing consequences.
Okay.
They have not given details about what was going on. I believe the owner of Hiram's Tavern was arrested on an outstanding warrant for domestic battery. Everyone else got a reckless conduct citation, and I'm assuming the wife received this.
And the go-to, according to this review of Hiram's Tavern, are the pork belly wontons.
Ooh.
What?
Nice.
Oh, really?
You've got to be
gastropub.
Kidding. Oh.
I'll take
pork belly wonton. Yes, please and thank you.
What kind of sauce do you dip that in, Greg?
Oh, I would
hollandaise.
I don't like the sweet and sour. Yeah, I would go with the béarnaise or something like
maybe
that.
Maybe a
Chinese
hoisin based sauce.
Chinese kid.
Yeah, listen, hey, we can't lose hoisin sauce.
Ken, how did you feel about the mayor of Boston on February 24th saying everybody should come to Chinatown and eat?
I think the mayor's been ahead of most on this, though.
Okay.
Wouldn't you say? He's done a pretty good job.
What about the mayor ripping Sony for pulling out of the CPAC, whatever that was called?
PAX East. PAX
East. Yep, they pulled out of ZPAC. Yep.
Yes.
ZPAC East.
Hey, it's new. No PAX East.
Yep.
All right. What else, Danielle?
The pastor in Virginia who criticized the mass hysteria surrounding the coronavirus pandemic has sadly died of, you guessed it, coronavirus.
Oh, no.
Landon Spradlin is from Gretna, Virginia. It's this little town halfway between Lynchburg and Danville. He had gone to New Orleans, and he was preaching to the crowds that were gathered for Mardi Gras. And he started to feel a little sick.
So he was saying that there's too much hysteria over the coronavirus.
That's correct.
I see. And then he got it?
He got it.
Oh.
And he continued to be a hardo about it, even when he was sick. He shared on March 13th a meme that compared coronavirus deaths to swine flu deaths. That meme, by the way, has since been deleted by whomever is running his Facebook page. He said that the media was using the coronavirus outbreak to hurt President Trump. And now he has shuffled loose this mortal coil.
Oh, man. Just before he got a chance to be named the new press secretary at the White House.
What about the higher no higher power. It must have been the will of...
sorry.
Pray it away.
Like, yeah. Looks like Jesus' blood just took a loss.
That's sad. All right, what else?
Finally this morning, the Canadian Prime Minister, Justin Trudeau, said that you need to wear a mask because it will prevent you from doing a certain thing while you speak. And I will let the audio speak for itself because it is very Iggy, but he does acknowledge that at the end.
Okay. If people want to wear a mask, that is okay. It protects others more than it protects you because it prevents you from breathing or speaking moistly on them. Oh, what a terrible image.
Speaking moistly.
Speaking moistly. There should be no moist speaking going on in the world during this.
No.
Now, you hate that word. You still hate that word, Danielle?
Still hate it.
Moist.
It's very moist outside right now.
Yeah. Moistly. Yes.
And then we turn it into an adverb. No thanks.
Here's Donald. Hello, Donald.
Hey, what's going on? Good morning, guys.
How
I hope everybody's healthy.
How you
good.
Doing?
Listen, we can't go around blaming other countries for viruses that they didn't know existed. This is an organic virus.
No, I'm not. So, I'm not suggesting that. But can we blame them for lying about the danger to the rest of the world?
They may have made some mistakes, and I'll kind of go along with that. But they made some mistakes. But
okay.
They made some mistakes because they didn't know. They thought they could contain it, and then they couldn't. And they were a little slow. It's a communist country. What do you want? You know.
Yeah.
But the information gets out. It'll eventually get out. I left a name, Michael Osterham. Look him up. Some people are familiar with him on your staff. They know. And listen to what he has to say. He's a virus expert.
Okay.
Michael Osterham. Yeah. Okay. He was on the Joe Rogan show.
Oh, I think we played some audio from him early on when we were talking about this.
Yeah. I think that was the same
thing. He knows what he's talking about. Yeah.
But he knows
what he's talking about.
But again, you don't think there should be repercussions if they lie about the extent at which a disease is affecting their people and it turns into a global pandemic?
They allowed 5 million people to leave.
How much punishment do you want to dole out? How much punishment? How far do you
want
to go?
I want them to forgive the $1.07 trillion debt that they
owe. I knew you were going to go there, the debt.
Yes.
Yeah, I know.
Well, because
how
do you think we're going to, how are we going to pay for everybody to get out of this?
I get it. It's a tool. It's a tool. It can be used. But, got to, this diplomacy. This is really what it's all about right now.
Okay. All right. All right.
By the way, President Trump is talking to President Xi often. Are you critical of him for?
Well, keep your friends close and your enemies closer, Ken. That's the way we do that.
That's why Curtis is still here for Greg.
speaking of our president, we will get to the top five most beautiful briefing moments.
Yes.
From last night's White House briefing, coming up next.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.